everything art. Everything cultural. The cultural thing. The cultural thing.
My name's Lee Turner, I'm a master printer. I run a studio called Whole Editions, and in here we sort of print artists' works. It's all original printing. Artists come in the studio and they draw on stones and films, and we make some lithographs.
What is actually a lithographic print as opposed to just a photocopy print?
It's difficult to explain sort of in words, but it's... Lithography is all to do with oil and water not mixing, and artists will draw on a stone which is grease receptive, and with some chemistry using some gum arabic and some acid, we make that grease part of the stone, and we also make the non-image areas, the white areas, sort of water accepting, and then we can actually sponge the stone with water, roll on greasy ink, and where the water is, it repels the ink. And where the greasy areas are, that repels the water and allows the greasy ink to stick onto it. Then we can put some paper on, run it through the press, and it transfers to paper. We have a print.
Excellent. And I was going to ask you, what do you do technically? And you've just explained that really, really well. It does sound quite technical. Is there any creativity input from your end, or is it all from the artist?
It's predominantly from the artist, but there is some input from me. There's a lot of different types of processing and ways of making images that we can do. It's seeing an artist's work, seeing how they make their images, and then offering a particular process to them what would suit their work, or then offer them something what might be completely different. And it's seeing their work and actually then be able to add some extra bits to it, which is the collaborative part. You know, I'm a collaborative printer, so it's all about working with the artist, not just artists supplying work and me printing it.
How expensive are you?
I'm not that expensive. I'm actually sort of really quite affordable. And the service I offer is really good for the price. It's really reasonable.
How do you add your element? What is that the lithographic print is? That's the creative aspect of it.
That's all to do with how I process the stones and plates, and how I mix the inks and roll the inks and print them, and then using different techniques that I know to actually then make the artist's work the best it can be. The skills I have gained over a number of years, and I trained at a place called the Tamarin Institute in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And they train master printers, and they train you to be collaborative printers and work with professional artists, and the skills you get from training with them you can't get anywhere else in the world. And it's using your artistic skills as well as the artist's work, and sort of using your technical ability. There's a lot of technique involved in creating an edition which is completely consistent from the first to the last, from either one impression or 100 impressions.
Right.
Whereas I'm doing it all by hand. I'm hand inking, so I'm actually applying the ink sort of and keeping the ink levels consistent by eye and by hearing it, be able to sort of keep those levels sort of just perfect to actually make the whole print look like it needs to.
You say by eye and by hearing it?
When you're rolling ink out, you might be able to...
So we've got like what looks like a huge black rolling pin here.
This is a leather roller. It's got a wooden core, and then it's wrapped in leather, and it's got some greasy ink on there.
Right.
As I'm rolling, you can... If I put more ink down, it makes a different sound. If I've got too much ink, you go... And if you've got less ink on there, it makes a different sound having more ink on there. And then also looking and seeing how the ink sort of lays on there.
Oh, yeah, because you get, like, darker shades of black and...
Yeah, and it's like... It all changes, and if there's less ink on it, it looks different. And it's actually being able to sort of have a bit of judgment in that and knowing that if I roll this onto there... And I have to do that a number of times for each printing. That's going to be consistent for each print.
Wow, that is quite skillful, isn't it? It's amazing skill.
It's very skillful, and a lot of people sometimes don't understand the sort of what's involved in creating a hand printed print. You have to sort of be able to see what you're printing, and you know when I'm printing an edition, and I say I want sort of 25, I'll print maybe sort of 35 to get the 25, because a few might go astray.
Right.
It takes a while sometimes for the ink to build up. And then also what sort of affects things is the water levels. If I've got too little water on there, it can lay more ink down. If there's way too little water, then we get what we call a dry roll, and the whole thing can fill in, because the water is actually stopping the ink going down
right.
in the non-image areas. But if there is no water there, it'll just take ink everywhere.
This is obviously a very, very skillful job. How long does it take you to get to the level that you're at?
Well, I started making lithographs in 1993. I've been through undergraduate and postgraduate. I was a technician for 4 years before heading off to the States. The course in the States, it's a two-year course, and you sort of learn the skills over mainly the first year. And then you just slowly build them up.
So we have no training courses like that here?
No, most of the training courses, we don't really have sort of practical training courses. Most of them are all sort of academic sort of or conceptual, tend not to do practical courses. Well, there's a couple. I think Aberystwyth do a very good practical-based course. Very few actually teach skill-based anymore.
So is this a dying art then?
In some ways, Tamarind was set up in 1960 to prevent lithography from dying out in Los Angeles before it moved in 1972 in New Mexico. Over the last 50 years, they've worked with countless numbers of printers, and they're keeping lithography alive. Those printers then go off to different universities or open their own workshops up around the States and then around the world.
Right.
So majority of the printers who are running professional workshops around the world potentially have been trained at Tamarind, but nobody has a sort of accredited course like the Tamarind has.
Well, that sounds quite a shame, actually, isn't it?
There are sort of moves to be having some sort of institute in the UK.
Well, I hope so. You got a website, presumably, how people can get in contact with you?
Yeah, we've got a website. It's wholeeditions.co.uk, and that's whole with a H, not a W.
Okay, right. So it's like a hole in the ground.
Yep.
Okay, brilliant. Lee, thank you very much. It's been very, very interesting talking to you. Thank you.
No problem. Thanks a lot, Gary.
Everything art. Everything cultural. The cultural thing. The cultural thing. A Garrito presentation.